When Yvonne Byes first started thinking about retiring from an award-winning ophthalmology career, birding was not at the top of her bucket list. However, COVID forced everyone into a new journey, and hers became birding. After retiring and settling in Prince Edward County, Yvonne immersed herself in learning more about the local bird population. Several years later, and successfully writing a weekly newspaper article featuring a bird of the week, she is launching her published book, Look What Flew Through the County. Collaborating with local bird experts and 27 different contributing photographers, the book features beautiful photographs and descriptions of over 320 species of birds that frequent or reside in the area. Yvonne tells us more about her passion and the journey.
Yvonne, this is quite a change from being an award-winning ophthalmologist and retiring and now becoming a birdologist. How did this happen?
You know, it does sound very unrelated, but maybe some skills that I had in my previous life were transferable. It's like the 10,000 hours. So I think how it happened was a combination of retiring and having spare time and COVID, when you couldn't interact with people. So you had to start interacting with nature. And all of a sudden, I started hearing the birds. You know, you go through your life so busy, you don't notice what's around you. So even just before I came to the county, I was living in the Hyde Park area of Toronto, and all of a sudden I'm seeing and hearing birds. I go for a walk, because you're allowed to do that during COVID, see either people with binoculars or cameras and ask them, what have you seen? So it kind of started like that. And then I come to the county and I see different birds here, and I have much more spare time, so I'm really noticing them.
You started out with that article in the Wellington Times, What Flew Through the County, and tell me about that.
Yeah, so that was the idea that I had, that I thought it would force me to study birds and learn about them. So I started looking at the nice pictures that I thought were good pictures, and I put together a little ideas, and then I submitted it to their editor, Corey, and I said, I think that this is something that people of the county would enjoy, because maybe not everyone recognizes it. The county is famous for a lot of things. Sandbanks, you know, that's world-renowned. Our wineries, all the, well, we have a few distilleries now, a lot of breweries and cider places. But birding is huge in the county, and maybe not everyone knows that. And it's for a variety of reasons. We have about 800 kilometers of shoreline, which includes not just our Lake Ontario shore, Bay of Quinte, but our inland lakes. We have varied habitats, woodlands, wetlands, a lot of pasture lands. It's arguable, are we a peninsula or are we an island? But whatever, we are jetting into Lake Ontario, which shortens the distance across Lake Ontario, which makes us a huge migratory pathway, because the birds want to fly over, stop here for a few days, rest, refuel, and then carry on in their journey. So I, you know, mentioned all this to Corey, and he said, yeah, I think that this is something that people would be interested in. And 4 years later, here I am still.
So, Yvonne, were you always a photographer?
I was not a photographer. But, you know, I did like taking pictures, but not to a degree that I would call myself a photographer. And I still don't really feel very much like a photographer. I have a beautiful camera.
And how did you get the camera?
Yeah, that was part of this journey as well. So when I was retiring, one of my colleagues asked me, you know, I have to buy a gift for someone. The person has everything. I said, just get a bench and have it named in their honor. That's good enough. And he said, but it's for you. And I said, you know what? I could use a really nice camera. And he was a birder. And I said, one that I could take bird photos with. So then I got this lovely camera. And I'm mostly just snap, 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 as many pictures as you can. Hope there's a good one in there. But more recently, I did take an online photography course. My husband gave it, and I'm trying now to develop those skills a little bit more.
What was your favorite part about doing the book?
Yeah, how many favorite parts? I think probably receiving the photographs. So I realized and there's a checklist of how many birds have visited the county. And that checklist has 364 different birds on it. I knew I would never have that many photographs because there are also a number of them are rarities or vagrants, so kind of one-offs. So I knew I needed to reach out to our community. And it was reaching out and the response, how willing people were to share their photographs and to look at the photographs. It would be so fun when people started sending them in and seeing all the different ones. And quite frankly, it became very difficult sometimes to pick one picture because you had a whole bunch that were fabulous.
And you had contributors to the book as well, some pretty big names actually in the county.
Yeah, so in addition to the photographer, so there's 27 different people who've contributed images, but I recognize that my knowledge about birding is very naive still. So you need to get experts to make sure that what you're saying is accurate. So Terry Sprague, a legend in the county. Mm-hmm. So I called Terry up and I said, I have this idea. And then as we talked more, he suggested his friend, David Bree, who was a naturalist at Presque Isle for about 15 years. Both of those individuals were critical on every aspect of the book.
Yvonne and her husband Chris have a small hobby farm on the edge of Lake Ontario, so she's had a wide variety of feathered visitors to observe. Unfortunately, due to the recent ice storm, they lost her best birding tree, so now the yards are full of feeders and, once again, lots of feathered visitors. For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.